What do you want, Will?
Silly question. Jem already knew the answer. Will wanted to pick on Jem and Ellie. He picked on them every Saturday afternoon. Didn't that rich boy have anything better to do? Probably not, Jem thought. Only a few children lived in Goldtown. The schoolhouse was never full.
What kind of pies are you peddling today?
Will asked in his know-it-all voice. Jem and Ellie looked at each other. It was not a friendly question. Will never asked friendly questions. Before Jem could answer, a Bible verse popped into his head. Be ye kind, one to another. Mama expected Jem to be kind, even to Will Sterling. Sometimes Jem and Will said mean things to each other. When that happened, Mama found plenty of Bible verses for Jem to learn by heart. He did not feel like learning another Bible verse today. Will frowned.
I said, what kind of pies are you peddling today?
Blueberry, Jem answered nicely. Will grinned.
I like blueberry pie. How about one teensy slice? You don't have to tell your mother.
Will was right about that. Jem would not have to tell Mama anything. She would find out soon enough. The miner with the missing piece of pie would tell her.
You can have a slice when your mother buys a pie.
Jem tugged on the wagon handle. Now get out of my way. He paused. Please.
You're not my boss, pie boy.
Jem closed his hand into a tight fist.
Just one punch.
One punch would send this sissy rich boy home.
Jem, no,
Ellie whispered. Jem's hand relaxed. A fight with Will wasn't worth it. Not today. He had pies to deliver. Besides, Will never picked on them for long. He always said something mean and then walked away laughing. But Will did not laugh and walk away today. Instead, he stepped closer. He lifted the cloth off the last four pies.
I think I'll just help myself, he said. No, Ellie shouted. Go away, you big meanie!
Will reached into the wagon. Don't touch those pies, Jem yelled. Bible verses about being kind flew out of Jem's head. He pushed Will away from the wagon.
Hey!
Will dropped the cloth and gave Jem a shove. Jem fell backward into the wagon. His feet flew up. His backside came down on something warm and squishy. Ellie gasped. Will's face turned pale. He looked at Jem and didn't say a word. Jem sat in the wagon. He didn't say a word either. He didn't move. His back felt wet and slippery.